Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, gosh, I'm relieved. I am so relieved. I mean, I've been really, really nervous about Ebola. I mean, I'm sure we all have. And many of us have turned to our government going, you know, what are you going to do? Okay, what is the government going to do to help us fight Ebola? I mean, this is a deadly disease. This is scary. I'm scared of Ebola. Yeah, I don't think we need widespread panic, but I'm scared. I'm scared of Ebola. Well, finally, we have a czar, an Ebola czar. And what's even more reassuring is that this Ebola czar is a lawyer. We now have a lawyer that is going to help fight Ebola. I don't know, maybe file a restraining order against it, subpoena it. I don't know, but I could just tell you I am going to sleep better tonight. He has tapped. I'm trying to find his first name. I know his last name is Clay. Why can't I? It's Clayton. I apologize. I can't. Ron Clayton, I think. I'm sorry about this. This is very, very important. Ron Clayton. There we go. Okay. Ron Clayton, he was former chief of staff to Joe Biden and Vice President Al Gore. So he was the chief of staff. He is now the president of Case Holdings. So he's also, you know, a financial man. And serves as the general counsel for Revolution and Investment Organization. So we got a real good numbers guy on this Ebola crisis. I just applaud the government. I really do. For getting, you know, rallying the troops and getting us protected. You know, many of us love to hover and hide behind an attorney. I always sound so tough when I have an attorney. You know, I'm in, you know, some negotiations with the TV show, and I'm like, absolutely, I'll have my attorney handle this. You know, just no problem, no problem. Just call my attorney. Attorney's going to take care of this for me. You know, my attorney. Yeah, and listen, we may make fun of lawyers, but we all need them. I mean, we all need them. So you know, okay, this is not going to be an attorney bashing segment. There's no need. Okay? All right? There, you know, we all need attorneys at some point. All right? We feel tough. So it's no wonder that the White House is going to throw an attorney in front to handle Ebola. Now, if I was an attorney, I'd be mad. Why are attorneys always the brunt of jokes and at the forefront of anything bad? Why do we always throw the attorney in front like a shield as our bodyguard? You know, I mean, look at this. There was a joke I heard on Mad Men. I'm just starting to watch Mad Men. It was season one. I guess the joke was, your wife and your lawyer are drowning in the ocean and you have one choice to make. What is it? Going to lunch or going to the movies, you know, something like that. Again, of course, you know, the women didn't like it, and that was, you know, but those lawyer jokes, yeah, very anti-wife, by the way. That was not very nice, but I guess those are jokes they made in the 60s. Not nice at all. But anyway, bad boy, very, very bad boy. But, you know, we always make lawyer jokes. Now, what's another lawyer joke they say? What is the, it's a very common one. What do you call 100 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. You know, we need to stop that because we always need lawyers. We do. All right. I think lawyers, and especially since I have one, all right, I am going to be kissing their butt. I may not like what they charge. I may get mad at, you know, their billable hours, but a lot of times they do what they're supposed to do. So maybe Ebola will be conquered. Maybe because we have an attorney. I mean, these attorneys, they figure a lot of stuff out. Okay, now some of you are like, well, what can an attorney do to fight Ebola? Well, okay, I mean, you know, he can, he could try to get it acquitted. Let me see, I'm looking at, he can make an affidavit and, you know, beat it up with an affidavit. I'm trying to look at all these legal terms that they could do. He could appeal to the Ebola and ask Ebola and say, please, 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 please. He can, you know, when you assets, when you, he could freeze Ebola's assets, what, bankrupt Ebola. Okay, I'm into the bees. What else can he do? He could brief Ebola. He could give, this attorney could give Ebola a full briefing. He could also throw a huge caseload on it. He could take Ebola back into his chambers and read him the Riot Act, take him to a class action suit. He could file a complaint. This attorney could file a complaint against Ebola. He can make a contract. Okay, dear Ebola, this party agrees to not affect this country anymore, and he can hold them to that contract. You don't want to violate a contract when there's attorneys involved. He could file for damages. The attorney could file for damages against Ebola. Yeah. All right, and he could depose them. All right, make a deposition. Due process, he could do that. Let me see here. I'm looking. There's got to be a real big word. There's got to be something. I am looking right now in the arsenal of what this attorney could do against. Yeah, he could file. He could make a file against him. Absolutely. He could even hit him with a file. He could hit Ebola with a file. He could indict the file, order an injunction against the file. He could interrogate Ebola. You know, have you ever been interrogated? That is vicious. You could take Ebola and do that. Okay, so anyway, and then it could obviously liquidate it. So we need somebody, okay, who could provide a restraining order, subpoena it, dispute it, and liquidate Ebola. And I guess they didn't feel confident that a doctor could do that, so we have a lawyer. So there we go. Ebola czar Ron Klain. Good luck with that, buddy. Please wear something more than a clipboard. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. Apparently, a man is suing because he had a colonoscopy, and when he woke up, he was wearing pink panties. Not funny, not funny. Joan Rivers, the coroner, has revealed to us what the cause of death is. And for those of you who want to make money, I got a dream job for you. You get paid to poop. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Sally.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Someone's making noise in the studio. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we have ConnectPal, a way for you to connect. Get some one-on-one time with Dr. Dahlia. Subscribe now. Very inexpensive and some good stuff. Definitely worth your time and money. All right, so this person probably wants his money back and a little bit more. Apparently, we have a man who had a colonoscopy. And when he woke up from his colonoscopy, he found himself wearing pink panties. Now, remember I told you guys I lost a pair of panties a couple years ago? So the problem is I don't wear pink panties. Mine usually have some sort of an animal pattern or directions. You know, I have panties that have directions on them, you know, because, you know, my husband, he's been married to me for a while. You know, he's kind of been away from the whole game for now, you know, almost 2 decades. So I like have instructions on the panties on what to do. So I don't think they're mine, but I am going to submit a lost and claim file. Maybe I'll ask this Ebola czar lawyer guy because he knows how to probably file claims. Anyway. All right, so Andrew Walls, 32 years old, claims that the underwear was put on his body when he was under anesthesia at Delaware Surgery Center in October 2012. He is seeking damages for intentional infliction of emotional distress. The lawyer says he suffered mental anguish and lost wages. Now, Andrew Walls was an employee of the surgical center. All right, so he lives in Dover, Delaware. And let me see. I'm looking at the panties now. They're pretty. They're pink and purple with a little bow on top and a lot of lace. He was an employee, and then he went a colonoscopy. When the plaintiff recovered from the effects of the anesthesia administered by the defendants, he awoke to find that he was wearing underwear. He had not been wearing, though, the pink panties prior to the procedure. So his lawyer said, at no time did the plaintiff voluntarily, knowingly, or intentionally place pink panties upon himself. This is very serious, people. The defendant's extreme and outrageous conduct went beyond all possible bounds of decency. His colleagues failed to maintain proper policies and procedures for the care of patients with respect to not engaging in extreme and outrageous conduct. Okay, so basically they're getting sued. We don't know why he underwent the colonoscopy and when he left Delaware Surgery Center. Now, okay, this makes a little bit more sense that he was a colleague, okay? You know, because most of us doctors, all right, we have good senses of humor, but we would not do something like this on a patient. You know, you're waking up, you're scared, etc. So when you wake up, they don't put you in underwear. You know, it would be nice for them to dress you up because I'm always afraid of waking up out of anesthesia and then starting to move around and everybody sees my butt because the whole thing opens up. When I come out of anesthesia, I make a lot of jokes. I'm very loud and obnoxious. I'm a completely different person than I am normally. So very, very, very different. So when I come out of anesthesia, in case I'm not myself and I'm very loud and boisterous and obnoxious, I, you know, would like to be dressed because most likely my gown would be flying all over the place. So I suppose I could ask them to put some sort of underwear on me. But think about it. You know, have you ever made, have you ever tried on your wife's panties or made your husband try on your underwear? It barely fits. Right? Because guys can't fit into girls' underwear. So I'm wondering what size panties these could have been. I mean, I'm looking at them. They look like a size 2. That's not going to fit the average man. Now, one thing, though, that seems to be a recurring subject are people hoaxing each other who work at these places. So remember, one of the nurses had surgery, so one of the surgeons was playful, and he drew on her face. Now you know who you can joke with and who you can't, okay? I mean, if I was going to, trust me, in medical school, we did stuff to each other all the time. You guys in fraternities, that's what you do, all right? You guys do stuff to each other. You, gosh, what's the word for it? I don't know. You just kind of hoax each other with things. When it comes to medical, though, that's a little bit more touchy. But most of us, just in general, whether we work at an office or not, most of us will not mess with somebody that you don't think you could be messed with, unless, of course, it's a bully type of situation. But if I was going to, like for example, I was giving a speech on STDs in medical school. I was giving a report. I had a couple other colleagues with me. And I told you guys this, with STDs, We had to cover a community clinic. And while everybody was covering hospice or something else, we did the STD clinic. So they took pictures of me going to the STD clinic, getting my exam, you know, and you saw the big, huge swab while I was getting the exam done, things like that. So we also got some pamphlets and brochures, and I was, you know, doing my part, giving a dissertation on how you get an STD. And while I'm up there talking, apparently one of the other students I was working with on this project had dipped the swab that you saw me in the previous picture, slideshow, in like some yellow, like some Grey Poupon mustard. And he passed it around. Not funny. He's a very bad boy. he passed it around with the pamphlets. Those people would open up their three pamphlets. They would see the swab. That was probably mine at the STD clinic. Now, I didn't know any of this was going on. I heard people laughing when I was trying to give my speech. I'm like, oh, am I being really funny? I don't think I was being funny. I'm trying to talk to you guys about gonorrhea and chlamydia and stuff like that. Not a funny subject. But anyway, I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, they think I'm just a funny person. So I didn't realize they were doing that. Okay, that's a hoax. And now, he wouldn't have done that if he didn't think I could take it. And what I'm seeing is a lot of you guys out there, whether it's in a medical setting or whether it's an office, are, you know, hoaxing your colleagues. And all of a sudden, maybe, I don't know, months later, it becomes a lawsuit. So you might want to be careful. My guess is they knew this guy. They were joking around, etc. This is somebody that they were very playful with. He goes and gets his colonoscopy on, so they throw some panties on him when he wakes up. You don't do that to a patient. It's wrong. Obviously, I'm not condoning it. But my guess is this wasn't somebody that they didn't know or didn't have any contact with. So now this guy can turn around and sue. So before you start to hoax or April Fools or something, realize that there could be a mental anguish involved. And just, guys don't like to wear panties usually. There's some that do, but that's just something that they're going to probably get mad. I just hope nobody took pictures. Then he really has even a more rip-roaring lawsuit. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, so some of you said, is this, you know, what doctors usually do? Do I have to worry? Do I have to have a chaperone? No, doctors don't. And you know, a lot of you guys always get concerned that we doctors make fun of you when you're naked. We don't. Okay? I mean, we're not supposed to. That's like a sin. I think God would kill us on the spot. And there's nothing to make fun of. All right? I mean, why would I make fun of your butt? When my butt, have any of you guys seen my butt? Why? I mean, who am I to talk? So, no, nobody's going to make fun of. No, don't, you know, listen, you are the human body. And our job is to make sure we take care of the human body. And you may be embarrassed about a mole or embarrassed about hair in certain places, but we all have it. You know, people will come in, they get so embarrassed. Like, for example, like they have, like you'll have men that'll think that they're small in the genital area. And, you know, we tell them, no, you're not. That's average size. You know, we talked about penis length, et cetera. You'll have a woman coming in going, oh, my gosh, I got some vaginal discharge. I'm so embarrassed. No, vaginal discharge is very, very common. You know, there's pathogenic ones, and then there's normal ones. So our job is to educate you on the body, which is why we really become immune. Would we dress up one of our friends in some panties? Well, I guess we do that. But, well, no, we would not do that to someone who's a non-friend patient. I'm hoping nobody out there would. I wouldn't. And I probably wouldn't dress any of my friends in pink panties because I really don't have any pink panties. I really need to start dressing a little bit more feminine, honestly. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, oh, dream job. Guys, you got to wait. If you want to make some money, get $40 a day to poop. If you are under 50 years old, and if you live close to Medford, Massachusetts, you can make some major bucks. Open Biome is collecting and testing fecal samples, as well as providing them to over 100 U.S. hospitals in more than 30 states for fecal microbiota transplantation. Remember we talked about with C. diff? You can, you know, take these fecal stomach pills or use feces and NG tubes. Well, where do you think the poop comes from? We were just talking about this. C. diff, Clostridium difficile, hits half a million Americans each year, kills 14,000. One good poop of bacteria, one with its bacteria is enough to cure you. So who's going to donate? You and I. So $40 a day to poop. I would be a millionaire by 5 p.m. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Really quickly here, the coroner has ruled that Joan Rivers has died of therapeutic complications while undergoing the procedure that she had to evaluate vocal and gastrointestinal issues, and that the cause of death was due to lack of oxygen to the brain during the laryngoscopy, which was a procedure to view the vocal cords, and the upper gastrointestinal endoscopy, or the EGD that she had. She was sedated with the drug propofol. Here we are again with the propofol. Propofol is something that I've had propofol for my colonoscopies, endoscopies. We've been using it widely. Many of you remember that from the Michael Jackson case. No need to take propofol off the market. It's used to sedate people. Unfortunately, in Joan Rivers' case, they said that she had anoxic encephalopathy. Anoxic means no oxygen, encephalopathy, due to hypoxic arrest. Her oxygen level dropped. That's hypoxic. And so she went into hypoxic arrest, I guess, loss of oxygen. And then anoxic encephalopathy is oxygen not getting to the brain. Brain then had damage, which was encephalopathy. Encephalopathy is the damage of the brain. So they aren't blaming, from what I could see, fluid buildup in the lungs or spasm caused by a doctor. The Diprovan or propofol. Propofol is the generic form of the brand name Diprovan. Is the most common sedative we use to, you know, put people under. And it's very fast acting, and we could wake you up quickly. It's a very highly controllable drug. You're able to titrate it, and you want to wake somebody up, you stop it. It has a very, very short half-life. It works very quickly. So it's one of the safer medicines that we have that we could use. Unfortunately, though, Joan Rivers was 81 at the time when she was pronounced dead on September 4th during her appointment at Yorkville Endoscopy Clinic. All right, as we get more information on that, we'll keep you posted. A lot of you want to hear more about what's going on with Ebola lately, okay? We were very, very pleased to hear that we have a new Ebola czar. I'm not sure how much money we're paying him, but he is an attorney, so I'm sure it's going to cost us a lot. We don't know much. I don't know much about him, except I think it was chief of staff to Joe Biden and Al Gore. He's a legal counsel for a financial firm. I think he is currently against the travel ban. He is still against issuing a ban on flights from West Africa. I'm not really sure. I don't think he's spoken yet to us on what he plans to do. Again, remember, he's going to want to brief us. Probably, like I said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have so much fun with this. I know I shouldn't. But you still see panic throughout. For example, somebody died on a plane. I believe this was yesterday. A 63-year-old died during a flight from Nigeria to New York, JFK Airport. They don't know why at this point, except he was vomiting profusely. So a man's on the plane, he vomits profusely, and he dies. Now, they did a cursory test to see that he did not have the virus. A lot of us are like, cursory test? What? New York Congressman Peter King, in a letter to Homeland Security, said, how could you tell so quickly? What kind of this cursory test? And if the cursory test is that check the box if you've ever been to West Africa and you currently have a fever, to me, that's not a quick enough test. You know, that laser beam temperature thing, all right? When I read this, I'm like, wait a second, somebody vomiting profusely and then dying, to me, sounded more like a heart attack rather than somebody having Ebola and vomiting. When you die from Ebola, you're dying because you're bleeding from the inside out. And so if he wasn't actively bleeding and feverish or whatever, vomiting profusely, a lot of times that could be because of a heart attack. Heart attack symptoms could include nausea, could include multiple hiccups, multiple burps, multiple vomiting. So that's what I think happened. So I don't want people thinking right now that we have a mid-air exposure to Ebola because somebody died on the plane. It might have been something else. All right. But definitely concerning. You know, it's we have more people upset because we have, I don't know how many hundreds of passengers now stranded on a cruise ship because a Dallas lab worker has been quarantined on the Carnival cruise that she's on, or he on, all right? Apparently, the lab worker is believed to have handled specimens that were taken from Thomas Duncan, the Ebola patient, while he was being treated at Texas Presbyterian Hospital. The Belize Coast Guard is not allowing, apparently the Carnival cruise ship is right now off the coast of Belize. I cannot afford a cruise to Belize. I should be a lab technician. You kind of wonder about that. Lab techs must make some real good money. I was like, wow, that's a nice place to cruise. I've never been. We don't have the money to travel. The Belize Coast Guard is not allowing the ship to dock or its passengers to disembark, although the unidentified woman is being monitored and has not shown symptoms. She was identified through the CDC's effort to track everyone who came into contact with Thomas Eric Duncan, the man who died October 8th at Texas Presbyterian Hospital. I know some of you are like, damn, the CDC is good. Look, they found somebody near Belize. Well, if you look at payroll and the employment roster, employee roster during those days, and you ask where everybody is, and someone's like, they're on a cruise to Belize, that's, you know, the extent of the deduction on that one. That's, you know, you figure out that, okay, well, yeah, and then call Carnival, et cetera. All right, so, I mean, they're good. CDC is good, but, I mean, I wouldn't put them on a CSI or something at this point. This is just a typical let's find who they are and where they are. Anyway. The employee herself has been self-monitoring during daily temperature checks since October 6th and has not had a fever or demonstrated any symptoms of illnesses. It's been 19 days since the passenger may have processed the blood since dealing with the deceased patient. So the doctor aboard the ship monitored the woman, confirmed she's in good health. She has a traveling companion, and they have voluntarily remained isolated in a cabin. That would blow. To be stuck on an expensive cruise, but it would also blow to be on the cruise and get, you know, Ebola, or the co-passengers. Anyway, Carnival Cruise, I guess, said the CDC contacted the company on Wednesday to let them know that there could be a possible victim there. Sorry about that. You see, I was up all night prepping the show. Can you tell? They said at no point has the individual exhibited any symptoms or signs, etc. Now, this 21-day incubation period keeps coming back, right? Keeps coming and keeps surfacing. And many of you are like, okay, so it's good. It's been over the 21 days. Yay. Well, when we come back from great break, we're going to talk about, there's a couple reports out. One is the 21 days, may be too short. And a 21-day incubation period may not be enough. All right? And we have another report, I apologize, that, you know, the contagiousness may not have to be when they're full-blown in fever. Haven't I been saying that? Didn't I say that really you're just waiting for the fever to finally, you know, say they're contagious? So when we come back from break, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how an Ebola vaccine that we thought we would have soon is not going to be available till late 2016. Late 2016. We're talking about 2 years from now. The Ebola vaccine. Really? 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
La, 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 la. All right. We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Again, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, guys, I'm really honored. I can't tell you how many requests on Facebook and Twitter and emails by many of you asking me to become the Ebola czar. It was too late for me to put my name in. But listen, I'm honored. I'm honored that you would think me worthy enough and you would put your faith in me, you know, to be the Ebola czar. But the problem is I would have never even made it through the first qualification process because I'm a physician. Washington did not want a physician. They wanted an attorney. A political chief of staff, okay? Somebody that is a finance guy. So, you know, I would have never made the first initial cut. Unfortunately, I have this MD strapped to my thigh at all times and holstered there, and that MD weighs me down to be a part of any decision making in Washington. Same thing with Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. Many of you want to know where we doctors were. Where was Dr. Dahlia? When Obamacare was being crafted, they would not let me through security because my MD was strapped to the thigh. So I don't know, should I just shed the MD and not be a doctor? Should I wear a hope button, you know, for Obama? Maybe that will get me through the front door so they allow me to share some of my thoughts on one of the deadliest diseases in this world and on one of the biggest healthcare crises in terms of our healthcare system and Obamacare. But until I, you know, shed and disarm myself with my medical degree, Washington won't even give me a second thought. So, what else is going on? The vaccine. Everybody's asking me, Dr. Dahlia, when's the vaccine coming out? When is the Ebola vaccine coming out? Well, good news, guys. The Ebola vaccine is going to be coming out when? Late 2016. If we could hold out for 2 more years, we will hopefully be able to get a vaccine. British pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline says the vaccine may not be ready for commercial use until late 2016, therefore should not be seen as the primary answer to the current outbreak. Don't panic, guys, because remember, now we have an Ebola czar. We have an Ebola czar who's an attorney, okay? I don't think we need the vaccine. He said, according to the British GlaxoSmithKline, we have to be able to manufacture the vaccine in doses that would be consistent with general use, and that's going to take well into 2016. That was Dr. Ripley Ballou, head of GlaxoSmithKline's Ebola vaccine research, you know, he told BBC Radio. I do not think this vaccine should be seen as a primary answer to this particular outbreak, but we certainly hope that this vaccine could be used to prevent future outbreaks. Unfortunately, it's not going to be as quickly as we would like. In retrospect, we should have pulled the trigger earlier. Well, of course, there was no financial incentive to make an Ebola vaccine in 1997. So that's the problem. Now there is. People are going to want to get Ebola vaccinated. What's going to happen is they're going to make it. We'll figure this out. Remember, we got a lawyer now at the helm, right? We got our Ebola czar, who's an attorney. He's going to get this all solved for us, and then there's going to be all this Ebola vaccine on the market, and no one's going to want it now because they'll be so freaked out about Ebola. It'll be gone. They'll be like, you know what, I'm going to move on, and we're going to see somebody's stock drop. All right. Some of you have been asking me about the strippers on the Frontier flight. They're male strippers, Axel Goody and Taylor Cole, I guess it's reported by Daily Mail. They were flying back from a romance novel convention, and they had been sitting next to the Ebola-stricken nurse Amber Vinson, who had had a low-temp fever but had not been told to not fly. They are male strippers, and they are locking themselves in their homes until November 3rd to make sure they don't have the disease. I know many of us would love to be locked up in a house with these male strippers in and of itself, but they are doing this for us. They have raised $2,500 from friends and fans to help offset the cost of their voluntary quarantine. I gotta admit, that's pretty, pretty cool. But because they were close to her, they were like, okay, we gotta be careful. All 132 people on this Frontier flight, I thought it was 1143 was the flight number, if I can remember, 1143, I think. All 132 people on the plane have been asked to contact the CDC. Flyers on five other flights that were on the actual same plane that was used for multiple flights have also been contacted. Now, what is this 21-day quarantine, and is it enough? All right, you know, we keep saying, okay, we're good. All right, 21 days, that's good enough. And 21 days is, you know, it's 3 weeks, okay? I mean, that you would think that it would, you know, you would think that, because remember, with usually viruses, 7 to 10 days, they will live. 7 to 10 days, sometimes go on for 14 days. So you think 21 days, you've overcome that period. But new research from Drexel University says, nah. According to study author Charles Haas, the current 21-day recommendation stems from data for the 1976 Ebola outbreak in Zaire. He said in that outbreak, the latest case to convert did so in 21 days. The analysis from this outbreak included only 109 cases. So he said he wouldn't say the analysis has been lacking, but they had a small data set. If all our discussion and all our hopes are based on a 21-day quarantine that was decided back in 1976, a virus from 1976 that could have mutated already over the last 30 years, on only 109 test subjects, we need to reevaluate this. 21 days may not be enough. So, the WHO and the CDC apparently never updated their recommendation with data sets from succeeding outbreaks. And can I also add their fashion? They still look like a lot of these guys. Did you see that guy with the clipboard running around? That could have been from the 1980s. Anyway. All right, so Haas included data from other Ebola cases, like the 1995 outbreak in Congo, as well as 4,000 confirmed or probable cases in the last 9 months. He made a startling discovery. There was a 12% chance that the incubation period could extend beyond the 21-day mark. They say the Ebola incubation period can vary widely, anyway from 6 days to sometimes 12 days. So what is long enough? He thinks it should be greater than 21 days. 21 days may not be sufficiently protective to public health. So what do we do? Quarantine ourselves for a month? 60 days? All right. Can somebody figure this out? I don't know why this is all in confusion, all in chaos. You know, I've grown up thinking that the government has their poop together. You know, the government knows what they're doing. I don't understand why we're having all this confusion. Then now we're hearing that Ebola infections with no symptoms are possible. Apparently, you don't have to necessarily be showing fever and throwing up. This is very, very interesting. So, we need a lot more data before we start telling everybody. But we'll keep you posted on this asymptomatic infection where basically you could be carrying and traveling, yet transferring Ebola, but you not being sick. Remember I brought that up a couple weeks ago, but nobody listens to Dr. Dahlia. Maybe people need to start listening to Dr. Dahlia, huh? Don't go away. Right back.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.